It's more like radio.
Hey, you want to say something really scary? We live in a world where society has poisoned the souls of men. It hovers over them like a dark cloud, and they can't do anything about it, because they're just a regular, everyday working class.
People like me,
they get down on their hands and knees, and they whisper these little lies and secrets into their ears. But I have a secret of my own.
I will smack your face off of your face.
I am the voice of the voiceless.
Do I have everybody's attention now? Do I have everybody's attention now?
Dr. King is dead. Malcolm X is dead. I'm that new guy. I'm that new inspiration. I'm the guy you look at when your daddy ain't in your life, when your daddy in prison. I'm that guy that comes to your high school and tell you you can make it happen. Greatness is upon you. You better act like it.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, listeners of all ages. Today, right now, is August 18th, 2015, which can only mean that it is a Tuesday. The time, 5:03 Pacific Standard, which can mean simply, purely, truly, only that you are tuned in to morelikeradio.com to listen to your master of ceremonies, the best in the world, the king of kings, Mr. No Days Off himself, Johnny Five, a.k.a. Sir Darkside, a.k.a. Psych Ward, if you know me on the Xbox One or 360, and this is my time now. How's everybody doing? Good, 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 great, grand. Not a lot going on, man. Not a lot going on. Just moving on, moving forward. Bigger, better, badder things, man. Bigger, better, badder things. Not a lot to talk about this week. Not a lot of news happening in the music world. And we're gonna talk a little Deadpool today. We're gonna possibly talk a little bit more Destiny. We're gonna chat it up. But right now we're going to get into OMG Pure Knowledge. You guys know it well. Listen, man, we calling all musicians. We need music to come to the show. And I would love to hear from you. So if you've got some tracks that you want to have heard, or you know somebody with some tracks that, you know, you think that they would want to let the public hear, feel free to have, well, feel free to you yourself send, or to have them send music to mc.itsmtn@gmail.com with a short bio about themselves, with the music attached preferably, but links are okay. So do that, make it happen, get yourself heard, have your moment in the sun. Right now, this is Pure Knowledge, OMG, moment in the sun, my time now, hashtag, you know what time it is.
Them shiny ties got your girl looking like,
oh my god,
you's a baller, right? I'm just doing what I'm doing, girl. Got the chance, right? Cause I got the flow to make the people go crazy. I am the truth, rest of them people go crazy.
I am a beast. None of them people can cage me. Now they just about to get angry, putting bodies in the back. Walk in the club and they playing my song. Got them like, woo, woo, woo. Sweat, spit and go. I am the kid that you know. That's always keeping it cold. They copy the flow. Laugh at them like they some jokes. I am a witch, they know. They mad cause they broke. Running like CEO. Got the game under control. I'm feeling so dope, I might call me a boat. Hop on the track and it's murder, she wrote. Forever we doing this. Keep all the foolishness. Call me a beat and I'm all about that. DMVP, the click that I be rapping. Virginia all the way to DC. Whole squad on something else. Putting on our bias. Looking in the mirror, I'm like, oh God, we fresh. Yeah. When you see me coming through, turn up on the volume. Pulling out the building, it ain't nothing new. Starting in these haters like I have to. It's a hassle. Selling these boys, thinking they gotta be really don't make laws. Better go and check, ask them who got the juice. Me, Kid PK, be the illest. Got these people screaming, oh my gosh, look like, oh my gosh, pull up in that brand new, oh my gosh, with them shiny tights, there's a girl up you like, use a boot, right, I'm just doing what I'm doing, got the chisel, got these people screaming, oh my gosh, look like, oh my gosh, people asking me like, oh my gosh, why you stuck so hot, looking like a boss, I'ma come and hit him with the flow right quick, people never saying that I'm down right sick. I'ma kill him like a man of venom, rapping like I was winning the winner, cause my flow kinda pissed. When it hits, everybody gonna lean to the left. Tap with your feet and the bounce of your neck. Turning up the volume when you rolling in the whip, with the bass on that, so yeah, that's it. Now ain't no other feeling in the world like this. Oh my gosh, we got it. Put up for the city, I run this. How many times do I have to say it? I'm the man, do you understand? Go and tell a friend. No one let me kill him again and again. Love pretend, you become a man, never heard of him. Come on, music all of a sudden, you were more than a fan. Like dang, now I got him saying, I'm not the same. And these other rappers who are in the game, thinking that it changed, but they never gonna gain. Why do you change in a day? God dang, take it easy.
Feeling different faces. I'm smoking anticipation. I know that you know this. They cannot control this. I've been getting loaded. Light it up that ecstasy. That brings out the best in me. My plug has been blessing me. I swear there's no stress in me. I'm just living my life on the edge. Put that hand on my heart like the pledge. I'ma pull this one up for my memories. I'ma play the best role. I know they gon' envy me. I teach your ass a new subject. Kiss that pussy, hold that stomach. Won't pull the trigger, baby. I'm not fumbling. Off the drugs, I'm stumbling. I done showed up late, I done rolled up eight, popped a cold one, hey, yeah, yeah. Hey, you met a new me, I'm not the same no more. I started off sipping lady, now it's a dangerous pull. I'm living my life, I know they got haters, fool. I'm doing it right. Hopped out my neighbor's porch. We don't give a fuck about these niggas. Telling you again, I feel like I tell you over and over. It never end, I'll never bend. I swear I won't fold. I smoke one for my goal. I've been thinking of gold. I'm about to explode. Light it up, roll that shit. Hold that shit, who's hold that shit? Don't blow that shit, I don't know that shit. I'm flying in a dream, hippie in the street. I'm blessed, I think. I've been on them pills, ayy. Blowing smoke like a meal, ayy. You know I come from the steel, ayy. I don't have a deal, ayy. But I'ma make a meal, ayy. Tell me how you feel, ayy.
its vision.
Villainous, wicked, what's you feeling this? As I rock them off, my lyrics kinda like a ventriloquist. Killing the weak shit and scheming is always on my syllabus. Double BCs and they feeling, believe me, all cause they want that dope of shit. Making my haters go dang all day, but I could get used to it. Seeking my fangs in the game and releasing that venom, your vicious will kill a bitch. On that iller tip, your shit's weak and makes me sick. I'm the shit, that's why I stick, and when I spit it's such a thing. Way too hard to take it easy like you getting dick. It's really hard to please me, I don't give a fuck, that's what it is. There go Beezy with an attitude like Yeezy Kid. Vicious, I traded my halo for fangs and I'm slain just like it's Buffy, bitch.
Ooh, ayo, ayo, bad cause I say so.
I'm bad, no fucking halo. I said I'm bad, no fucking halo.
Ooh, ayo, ayo, bad cause I say so.
I'm bad, no fucking halo. I said I'm bad, no fucking halo. Bitch, I go bang bang. No gunplay, flow is AK. I don't get paid, but I make change. And I pave lanes with my own brain. They said that fame change when you come up, that's a damn shame. Because in a year, who I'm fucking with now, I cut off if they can't hang. I conquer when I came, but kinda like Cobain. There's always something in the way of what I'm thinking and I'm saying. It's almost like they pay your rights to remain the same. Y'all don't pay attention to the fact you popping every vein. I've been drinking every day, trying to numb the pain. People hit me up and we be close, but yet so far away. That's why I say, yo, fuck it, I'm okay. My don't fuck with you list is getting longer every day. So give me my space, and I'll do the same. Really can't act like I want you around anyhow, so don't think that I'm playing. I can see why you be jealous, I'm pimping out playlists, it's vicious, they plain. Better alone, no halo and soul, but y'all better know to be praying.
Ooh, ayo, ayo, bad cause I say so.
I'm bad, no fucking halo. I said I'm bad, no fucking halo.
Ooh, ayo, ayo, bad cause I say so.
I'm bad, no fucking halo. I said I'm bad, no fucking halo.
Valley Vicious. No halo, always a good time coming out of her camp. Yeah, man, she's got a new. She just released a new mixtape. I forget the name of it off the top of my head. I'm a little disappointed she didn't send it out this way, but it is out. Go check it out. You can find her on Twitter, Valley Vicious. I want to say it's Valley Vicious, Valley V. I'm going to take to Twitter right now to verify these here facts that I am relaying to you people. Don't want to send any misinformation out into the world. Yep, Valley Vicious, V-A-L-L-Y. Vicious, at Valley Vicious, all one word. So make sure that you go check her out, because that new mixtape is something else, man. It is popping in ways that you couldn't even begin to understand. The new August update for the Xbox is rolling out now, man. It's rolling out now. I'm not sure if that includes the Windows 10 update. I'm not sure if that's the Windows 10 update, because I want to say that that's coming out in November, but the August update definitely allows for a couple really cool things, comparing achievements with friends, enabling or disabling notifications, better streaming to Windows 10 devices from the Xbox. So that's pretty F off cool. And I can't wait to go see if mine is ready to be updated, because, oh yes, it is a thing that needs to happen. Also, Smite is, I guess, officially out. I guess it's been out on beta for a minute, but it's officially out now, and I fear that I might get into that. Not 110% sure exactly. I want to say it's a battle arena. It's a MOBA, but not 100% sure about that. Want to check it out? We'll check it out. I'm going to give it some spins. So if you're on the X1 and you're down with Smite, you definitely should let me know on the Twitter page. It's MTN, or at It's MTN. And it's going to go down. It's going to go down, and it's going to go down fast. So this weekend, SummerSlam's coming up, and how excited am I? I'm going to try to, through my depreciating browser, find this video that I was looking at earlier, which is simply put it's just the best cut promo in wrestling that we've seen in a very long time. It's Stardust and Wade Barrett. And I mean, two characters that by themselves I have never immediately been impressed with. But this duo that they have become, it's some of the best. I don't know, man. This promo is easily the best cut promo that you'll probably ever see. And there's apparently a trailer for a Frankenstein movie coming out. I don't know what's going on there. Looks interesting. It's got the dude who plays Professor X in the new X-Men movies. And it looks like the Lord of the Rings guy. So, that's cool. And yeah, the Arrow, by the way, gonna be at SummerSlam, which I think is just the bee's knees. Because it's really pushing the Arrow on to people that, you know, just probably not familiar with comic book lore. And, you know, they're getting this push on them from this character that I'm awfully sure they're going to want to know more about. But we're gonna play this 2-minute promo by Stardust and King Barrett, a.k.a. King of the Cosmos. It's so well done. The mannerisms of Stardust or Cody Rhodes is just, it's spot on. They play off of each other. It's, if they stay a tag team, and I really hope the WWE doesn't botch this this pairing, because, you know, they're known for doing silly things like that. So assuming that they don't botch this pairing, if they remain together and they get the belts, which I so truly think after this promo they deserve, they need to be the top heel tag team in the company right now. I think that they can easily go down as one of the best tag teams of all time, assuming that they can keep this energy and this synergy that they have going on. So, again, I'm going to play this video, and, I mean, you guys aren't going to be able to see all the subtle nuances, but I mean, you will be able to catch what I'm talking about just from listening alone.
Peek-a-boo. We see you, the King of the Ring and the Prince of Dark Matter, bring you this public service announcement for the overzealous.
Archer. Stephen Amell, last week you entered the realm of WWE, an imposter in my kingdom. And now you claim your destiny lies within a WWE ring, battling against the Lords of Darkness. Well, lions don't concern themselves on the words of a maggot. And this Sunday, you will be down on your knees, bowing to your rightful king.
Can you feel it, Arrow? Can you taste it, Neville? The era of the fallen hero. I'm Orion, a great hunter in the sky with two arrows in his quiver and a date with destiny. But as the astral aristocracy's pontification ceases and the cosmic journey begins, I must bestow upon my friend a gift fit for a king.
Now all hail the Cosmic King.
And Stardust!
I mean, it's so good. It's so ridiculously mind-bogglingly good. And I think that, I mean, first off, SummerSlam's 4 hours this year, which is unprecedented. I mean, it's starting an hour earlier to make up for itself, you know. So, I mean, that's crazy in and of itself. But I definitely think that extra hour is going to be worth it, you know. I think it's going to be better. I think it's going to be better than WrestleMania, which WrestleMania was all right. But, I mean, it wasn't worth the extra time that they put into it. So, hey man, SummerSlam is killing the game right now. It's going to be epic, and it's going down. It's happening here. And just watch it. Watch it. Find me on Twitter, at Darkside Rules, DarkSeid. And, I will be talking. I will be talking about it, extensively online, everything that is happening. Might even post some, Instagram, same Instagram, at Darkside Rules. So it will be a thing. It will be happening. And it will be going down promptly and here. So get it done. Let's let the horns blare with some Max Star. And then we're going to jump into Shock Value with MOA and Pure Knowledge. Hashtag, you know what time it is.
I don't know. Assuming the song's about me. This is me, you know? And I don't know what else to say. Because I'm rapping about me. No one else today. And it's funny how my world transitions to the nigga that some people always listen to. A mission to an exquisite dude. All I got's my real fans, and this'll do. And I'm saying, huh, what's the meaning of a hardship? Well, I guess nothing to these people, that's nonsense. Cause to these people, all my talent isn't godsend. I hope the shit straight
Oh yeah, this year I'm planning to shock the world. Electrify you. Let's go.
I-M-E-L-E-C-T-R-I-F-Y-I-N-G.
Okay.
Step out of bed when I head right. I know I gotta be the best I can be. No matter if I gotta prove them wrong, so I can leave a legacy, loving and due respect. Any moment I can hand off, pull the trigger, or drop real fast like a triple threat. Fuck your status, I got now and next like I did before.
Okay.
My niggas gonna fuck this game raw till his legs are shaking and sore. When I'm away from the mic, I might seem calm and sane. But watch me step in the booth, that's when he's gonna bring in pain.
Yeah,
fuck the fame, I just want people to know that I'm ill. And my punchlines can punch lines with bass and kicks that your heart will feel. Every rhyme is real, so you can tell me how you can taste it. And it smells like me being better than you, so just face it. Don't get your back up, my notebook was in it back up. You got rhymes for days to pack weapons, make you shake yourself and you feelin' back up. So pack up, you don't know your rhymes. I will tell you numerous times.
Okay.
Black out with the fast crime, it should nickname you Bust the Wine.
Yep.
Time is winding down to your doom. You'll go down with all of your goons. There's no way you're taking my place unless you're planning to take my tune.
Okay.
I hate to tell you the truth, but it's not looking better for you. You better do your research and learn about my shock value, bitch. Stop the presses. No one ever told me that I had competition.
What?
Well, I am Bobby Brown. The rest of you faggots are new
edition.
Damn. You better get new religions. Go follow Jesus. Ask him to help you find a new career because you're getting down in your feature. This creature's known as my crew. Continue to beat and polarize you. I'd be surprised if you're alive, and so I suggest you go spread the news.
What?
My team behind me, they realign me whenever I fall off track. They take the time to go snipe the guy that just wants to stab my back.
Go get him.
So take heed with you bitches.
What?
There's no room for you snitches.
What?
Like a mama with a sewing kit with your costume, you gon' get some stitches. Nothing personal, it's just business.
Yeah.
With Patrick as my witness.
Yeah.
Better put your goggles on, cause I strongly advise you to pay attention.
I'm
number one in this bitch, you just
have to accept it.
Yeah. Time is winding down to your doom. You'll go down with all of your goons. There's no way you're taking my place unless you're planning to take my tomb.
Okay.
I hate to tell you the truth, but it's not looking better for you. You better do your research and learn about my shock value, bitch. There's a reason that I've learned to rip the mic to pieces. Haven't had no voice, never had a choice, but let someone have no
relations.
What are you going to do? What to say? All this pressure keep building this start to torment you. Any voice that they start to convict you. I need a mic so I can get me through these rough times that's among us.
What?
It's a lot of injustice. No DC comments on Mortal Kombat involved, it's just us. Real people with real struggles, that's who I represent.
Okay.
So when I say I'm electrifying, I'm not talking about my fits. I'm talking
get
about veterans, blue collars, and people that walk the streets. That mother that works two jobs just so her kids can eat.
What?
That dude that deals with bullies rises up with mental strength.
Yeah.
And everybody living in America that struggles just to pay rent.
Oh my
now,
gosh.
I'm saying that I'm real. I'm working hard to get my game up. There's no need for me to change up. I'm having to regret that feel.
Okay.
There's two sides to the story. By my side or against
what's next?
And if you're on the ladder, you're getting served on a silver platter. What's up?
Chill.
Yeah, it keeps me a clip. Time is winding down to your doom. You'll go down with all of your goons. There's no way you're taking my place unless you're planning to take my tomb.
Okay.
I hate to tell you the truth, but it's not looking better for you.
Uh-huh.
You better do your research and learn about my shock value, bitch.
Yeah. I told y'all. No more Mr. Nice Guy. I'm coming in. Yeah. Drugs, I see you, homie. I hope I did the beat justice, my dude. Good look. Yeah. MOA deuces.
Cause in this life there are thinkers and think nots. They want me to quit moving till my feet stop. Heart pumping to the rhythm of my beatbox. On my wristwatch and a TikTok, they don't give my time. Trying to have friends, never had them, they don't hit my line. I'm trying to take these days and invest for a while. Relearning how to live my life like the steps of a child could. Don't want to be cool in high school, I want to be dope in college. Don't want to be pretty good, I want to be fucking polished. I don't want to be cute, I want to be handsome. I ain't begging no label no more to hand over the loot. I'm demanding a ransom with a 12 gauge, not a handgun. I don't want no free throw, but a 3-point fadeaway shot and one. Basically, I'm saying I want more than what they offer, because now I know my worth and I ain't hiding from the monster. I'ma get it, and I'ma be what I'm gonna be. And I'ma see what I'm gonna see. Ain't no shame in my game, homie, this is me. You know that my potential infinity. And I'ma be what I'm gonna be. And I'ma see what I'm gonna see. Ain't no shame in my game, homie, this is me. You know that my potential infinity. Yeah. My pen is perfectly poised. Pieces of paper piled up. That's how I stay employed. And Peter Piper picked a pack of pickle rappers annoyed. Pointed pistols of poetry penetrating they pores. Poison absorbed. Life ain't always sweet. Sometimes it's diabetic. Depression told me you ain't got no parents. You pathetic. Got my PhD in preservation. My guidance was prosthetic. Plus, Papa was a preacher. So, partner, I'm prophetic. Huh? That mean that it's gonna have a thing that I mean that'll make you scream. Got a gin and a dream and a scene that'll only see on screen. Shit, but I'm me, I'm a king of a leader. That's all about what I bring. So I'd rather have us kiss the sky. We never kiss the ring. You don't get it, they want behaving. I'm DNA. It costs to be the boss, but never pays to be a slave. Look, this is your life and your call. Just don't let the way that you were raised become the reason you fall. And I'ma get it, yeah. And I'ma be what I'm gonna be, yeah. And I'ma see what I'm gonna see. Ain't no shame in my game, homie, this is me. You know that my potential infinity. And I'ma be what I'm gonna be. And I'ma see what I'm gonna see. Ain't no shame in my game, homie, this is me. You know that my potential infinity.
No matter what they say about me, they can't go a day without me. Even though they come around, I know they feel some way about me. Been on this road so long, seems like every day is cloudy. I find a way to go on, even though these haters doubt me. I see it vividly, but it never happens instantly. But they all switch up eventually, but a car just sold in the industry. I know my intentions seem lofty, but that's essentially why these niggas have contempt for me. But I know where my heart is meant to be. Picture me, following stride, worshiping something that's hollow inside. You never can tell what tomorrow could hide. You either let go or you swallow your pride. I was advised, never be different, just listen and stay in your lane. Finding pathetic how you can be mad and pathetic to someone that's sharing his pain. This is a shame. I never want to be that person that has emerged in such a deep burden that he keeps searching for a diversion. Knowing he's hurting, this is deserving. We must redeem our worth, but we can never be free if we cling to this earth. I know.
And I'ma be what I'm gonna be. And I'ma see what I'm gonna see. Ain't no shame in my game, homie, this is me. You know that my potential infinity. And I'ma be what I'm gonna be. And I'ma see what I'm gonna see. Ain't no shame in my game, homie, this is me. You know that my potential infinity. That was Infinity featuring Locksmith by Jeff Turner. Speaking of Infinity and Infinity Wars, Marvel and Fox. Deadpool looks amazing. I don't know if we've talked about that yet, but Deadpool looks just, it's going to be everything that you would have hoped. I mean, I cannot stress it enough how amazing it's going to be, because it's going to be that raw. I mean, if you haven't seen the trailer yet, which I'm sure you have, you need to go out and check it. They've already got plans for Deadpool 2, which is going to come out featuring Cable. I can't remember when the release date is. I want to say 2017, I think, was the release date for it. But they've already got it going on. And, yeah. It's, you know, the cast of characters are amazing that they have in there. All very
based in the Deadpool world. And I can't wait to see him break down the fourth wall of this movie 24/7, because that is what Deadpool does, breaks the fourth wall. Also, in a little bit of Marvel news, Ronda Rousey is desperate to play Captain Marvel, which I think she's going to do well. And she'd do well in the role, you know. She's already made a call to fans, if anybody hasn't heard about this, about she's gotten her fans to do fan art that she's submitting to Marvel via Twitter to get her that role. And I think that is just, it's amazing. A lot of you people out there are very talented. I think some of the pieces that were turned in were very, very awesome, very amazing pieces. So, you know, that's a thing that is happening as well. Again, man, you can't stress enough how far the idea or the concept or the acceptance of movie-based characters have come, and it's really great. Really great to see those in the theater, finally, that we can all kind of enjoy and love. So, good job, nerds. We're going to get into Blade by Sire. In case you missed it last week, it was submitted to us, and it's just Sire, she's something else, man. You know, she's got a lot of nice little tracks out there. So this is Blade by Sire. We're going to get into Baddest Girl. Then we're going to take a short commercial break, and we'll be right back. We're going to talk a whole lot of Destiny. Yeah, okay, it's happening. Get over it. I know we talked about it last week. Spent an entire hour on it, in fact. We talked about it the week before that. We're going to talk about it today. We're probably going to talk about it next week. So learn to fucking deal with it, because it's going down. But for now, here's Blade with Sire. Well, here's Sire with Blade.
another day that I'm stuck up in my room, trying to write my way out. I hope this pretty soon. Way down, stuck up in a gloom. Open up my computer and head right to the zoo. And that's when I see you.
Who, is that right there? That has to be the baddest girl up in the atmosphere. Yeah, let's get it popping like some bubble wrap. Followed her on Instagram and I had to double tap. Damn, liked every one of her pictures and I had to follow her on Twitter, wishing that I could meet her. Never mind, wish I met her. Ain't no one that could beat her, and ain't nobody that's better. Right away, you took the air out my lungs. Right away, I knew that you were the one. And I'm feeling it, and I'm gonna have to succumb. Park up and run, pump, pump, pump. Come on, I know I'm unappealing, and you're one in a million, but you're the one I'm feeling. Now, everybody, get your hands up.
Couldn't just let it end, so I turned around and I grabbed her hand. And I was like, girl, almost nowadays, you make my heart sweet. I'm not a dancer, but baby, you make my heart freeze. I know I'm unappealing, and you're one in a million, but you're the one I'm feeling. Now everybody get your hands. Pick me up when I'm about to fall. Not just the way you laugh when I ain't funny at all. Not just the way you elegantly flew from heaven with a pretty smile. And not just that it took a while. Not just the way you talk. Not just the way you walk. Not just the way you are. It's the way you everything. I know I'm unappealing, and you're one in a million, but you're the one I'm feeling.
Ladies, put your hands up. Can you feel like you're the baddest girl in the world? Girl in the world. You got a life.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. We're going to take a quick commercial break. We need to get some more commercials up on this motherfucker. We're going to take a quick commercial break, and we are going to return right after these and or messages. Maybe. Maybe not. Yes, no, maybe so. Yep, quick commercial break. Be right back after these messages. Ah, messages. Ah.
By the way,
the Nerd Hour.
Tattoos and touchdowns.
Best Sunny Show.
Masters of None.
360 on 420.
Welcome to the Cub Prep Film Podcast.
The Conti and Kenny Show.
OSW Review.
Antisocial Gamer Radio.
Alcohol by volume.
My time now.
It's time for Dutch and Royce. Get ready for Hippo Juice.
The Elvis and Albert Show.
The Cousin Joe Show.
It's High Society Radio.
Give it up for the DP.
You're listening to
Atomicast.
It's all about me.
Shy kids, shy kids, shy kids, shy kids, shy kids.
Orange Room.
Orange Room.
Warlike Radio!
What kind of store only has one thing on the shelf? T-Fury does. Now before you complain, listen to how it works. Each day a brand new t-shirt design becomes available for only 24 hours, then it's replaced by a new design the following day. They're all submitted by freelance artists too, so they're completely unique. They come in multiple colors and sizes, and they're all inspired by nerd and geek culture. And for only $11 per shirt, you can't go wrong. Check out today's limited edition design right now at tinyurl.com/MLRTs. Bookmark it and check back daily for new designs at tinyurl.com/MLRTEES.
Hey, you. Yes, you guessed 10,542. Change your username. And while you're in a More Like Radio live page listening to fine quality programming, notice the banner ad just slightly above the chat room? It's a link to something you want in Amazon. Click it. It's probably reminding you to order something you need from Amazon.com. Don't leave MLR and type the URL like a sucker. Just click the link and it'll open in a new window. This way you can buy your shit and continue listening to the show. Now, change your username. It's right there on the right, stupid.
The following trailer is rated H for honest. From the developers who created one of the best fighting games of all time, then did everything they could to ruin it, comes a franchise that taught kids all they know about human anatomy and absolutely nothing about spelling. Mortal Kombat. Experience all nine of the core captivating combats. Can we get those changed to C's? Thanks. There's the bloody arcade sensation that started it all, including the ESRB rating system, the sequel that was better in every way, an avalanche of turds that almost bankrupted the company, a franchise-saving reboot, and a game we'll all agree to never speak of again. Test your might in the Mortal Kombat Tournament, where you'll face off against non-mortals like a centaur, a four-armed dragon monster, and a literal god. Choose your combatant from a vast selection of not-so-original characters, featuring 1. Bruce Lee ripoff, 3. Different cops, 3. Identical Asian chicks, 4. Interchangeable cyborgs, and 7. Palette-swapped ninja men.
Lazy!
Try to follow the series' convoluted story about evil sorcerers trying to conquer the Earth Realm, which for some reason always comes down to a one-on-one martial arts tournament. It's actually a pretty humane way to settle a war if you think about it. Cheese your way to victory in these ultra-violent Street Fighters for Dummies, then finish off your opponent with the ultimate humiliation by turning them into a baby, putting them in the friend zone, or ending their pathetic life with a fatality. That is, if you could just get the damn move right. Oh, come on! What the hell is jump distance anyway? Break up your epic quest to slaughter your enemies and save all of humanity with cute little mini-games like Board Combat, Mortal Pong Bat, and Mario Kart Bat. Whee! So prepare for the fighting game sensation that took America by storm, spawning one great 90s movie, one horrible 90s movie.
You're alive. Too bad. You will die.
And the best 90s dance track ever. Oh man, this is like the Laser Tag National Anthem. Starring...
Woo!
The Last Mohican, Butterface, Jack Skellington, Miley Cyrus, Paul Blart Mall Cop, the hot teacher from Billy Madison, the one with the boobs, Channing Tatum, Odd Job, Hand Job, Boob Job, Let It Go, and Barack Obama. Mortal Kombat. Did you know the first Mortal Kombat was supposed to be a Jean-Claude Van Damme game? Then when he backed out, they turned him into Johnny Cage? Man, that would have been cooler than Shaq Fu. Be sure to subscribe for more honest game trailers and tell me what you'd like to hear me say in my awesome voice. And now, in the spirit of Mortal Kombat, I'm turning over the comments to Shao Kahn.
You shall not fight. We ride together, we die together. Bad boys for life. Tooted and booted. The schnozberries taste like schnozberries. Tacos! Hey, listen!
If you
sick and tired of getting pro wrestling only after it's gone through the PG filter, then it's time you were introduced to Combat Zone Wrestling. Celebrating 15 years of ultra-violence, Combat Zone Wrestling will give you all the high-stakes, high-flying, and hard-hitting pro wrestling you can handle. Check out their live event schedule, get information on the next iPay-per-view, skim the roster, or shop for CZW merch right now at czwrestling.com. That's czwrestling.com. No dance segments, no endless talk of downloading apps, just wrestling. Combat Zone Wrestling, the ultra-violent underground.
Even when Conti and Kenny are getting lessons about technology, it always becomes...
It's more.
There's a little gray drop-down box.
There is not. Not when someone's calling you, Joey.
I never want to see a gray drop-down box. Unless it's my grandmother's funeral.
Then you're kneeling at the wrong end, stupid.
The Conti and Kenny Show, Monday nights, 7 to 10, on morelikeradio.com.
So deep, an interesting show. It won't ever put you to sleep. It has all the content that you want. The best show on the planet. I ain't even gonna front. Bringing it again and again. Don't ever miss a show and make sure that you're always tuned in. Hosted by my man Mike and C-Ray. Keep it turned up on the mic all day. They ask me what's my favorite podcast. I say DB. Listen to the show while you're sipping on your tea. It's the hottest of the hot. You ain't gotta trust me. Tune in to the show and you will definitely see. With Mike and Ski Ray, you can't go wrong. The biggest show ever, bigger than a King Kong. Listen up and don't ever, ever miss a beat. It's DV. Remember that the V is so deep.
What's up, everybody? DV Podcast.
DV.
Be sure to listen to us Fridays at 8 Eastern on morelikeradio.com.
Yep.
Also download us on iTunes.
Just type in DV.
DV, your favorite podcast. Favorite podcast.
Did you know you can listen to any of the More Like Radio shows on the go? Download TuneIn Radio on your smartphone and search More Like Radio and never miss a show.
MoreLikeRadio.com. It's our duty to entertain you. I said duty.
Are you a fan of comics? What about obscure movies and TV shows? Well then, you are in luck, because every Friday, Nerd Hour is here to talk about those completely and utterly awesome things. So join Punchy, Ariel, and now Cornax as we talk the things that people claim prevent you from getting laid, but are amazeballs anyway. The Nerd Hour, every Friday night from 11 p.m. to 1 a.m. only on More Like Radio. Spoon!
Hey, Danielle, you know when you're watching the news and you see those really dumb people?
Yeah.
You know how you just want to make fun of them?
Mm-hmm.
Well, now you can. All you got to do is take those really stupid articles or videos that you see online and send it to us at dumbass@thesullyshowonline.com.
What's that address again?
It's dumbass@thesullyshowonline.com, and we might just use it for the show.
Right here on morelikeradio.com, Sundays, noon to 2.
Oh, hello there. I didn't see you come in. This is Mitch, producer of Dutch and Royce. I just wanted to take a quick moment to remind you why we are better than you.
I took the turkey baster and put it in the glass and sucked up as much pee as I could. I took the turkey baster, after lubricating it in my asshole, and put it up as far as I could in my asshole, and I was repeatedly thrusting it in and out while jacking off and screaming out a boy's name and moaning to make it feel like it was real.
I can't believe.
I then imagined in my head him screaming, "I'm coming!" And I squeezed the turkey baster ball, shooting all my pee into my ass. I kept taking the turkey baster out and filling it with more pee and shooting it deep into my asshole, making it feel like it was a huge come.
Listen to Dutch and Royce live Tuesdays from 10 to midnight, only on morelikeradio.com.
Yeah.
Hashtag occupy our balls.
Yay, yay, yay. We are back and in effect, because that's how we do. That's how we get it done, okay? That's how it goes down on the regular. Hold up, selfie. Boom. So I really want to talk about the changes that are coming to Destiny, and it's again not stuff that we haven't already talked about, of course, but stuff that probably worth mentioning nonetheless. We've got, they just released a trailer for the Twitch stream that they're going to be doing, and I'm going to actually play a video a little bit later on by a YouTuber that goes by the tag Dado Does Destiny, DATTODOES Destiny, all one word, and you can find him on Twitter. I also follow, of course, More Console and Planet Destiny, and I forget what the other one is called, Destiny Watch, as well, to name a couple other people that you definitely want to be following. But again, today a lot of news was dropped in that trailer, and I think it's some of it worth taking a look at. You know, we have it looks like the cutscene game of Destiny has been stepped way up, and we talked about that in the past. A lot of people have criticized Destiny on its lack of story, myself included, and its lack of storytelling, and I feel like they're definitely rectifying that situation with the coming Taken King expansion. I mean, it feels almost like a different game. Like, I know that this isn't Destiny 2, and apparently they are making a Destiny 2 title. I'm still in strong hopes, since there's nothing officially announced yet, that it is just an extension of the Destiny that we have now, you know, which pretty much it's going to be, because you're going to take your same character along with you, you know. But I hope that it just expands on the world that we're currently in. Like, if I want to go to the Cosmodrome, I hope that I don't have to pop back in Destiny 1 in order to do it, you know what I'm saying? So I'm really hoping that it's just a huge add on to the world that already persists now, you know. But Taken King already feels like Destiny 2 on so many levels. So you know, they show off this really, really, really cool faction gear. Faction gear has always been a little bit iffy to me. The Future War Cult, man, I was working on my Dead Orbit reputation, but after seeing this video, I'm torn now, actually. New Monarchy is just not for me. The mentality of New Monarchy, but I really enjoy the mentalities of Dead Orbit and Future War Cult, and right now it's just a really huge toss-up. A Future War Cult has this really cool visor for hunters that it's like, it has a marquee that goes across the face. It says FWC, man. And I'm super excited to rock that and just go out and just wreck some Crucible, you know. Light levels, we talked about this before, not too unlike item levels. Unfortunately, last time we talked, last week, I want to say, I brought up the question of whether or not you would start at level 20 or you would start at, you know, the level of your light level, and it seems as though you'll start at the level of your light level. So as a 34 going into the Taken King, I'm going to be a 34 going into, I'm sorry, as a light level, as a light level 34 going into Taken King, I'm going to be a level 34 when I get there. So, I mean, that's a little disappointing. I'm probably going to wear armor to decrease my light level back down to base, just because I so want to get the most play out of my characters as far as leveling up goes, as I possibly can. I'm already going to be starting a Titan when it comes out, because I have to rock that hammer. I mean, if you're not trying to rock that hammer at least once, then you're bugging. But I don't know, I'm really torn, because initially I was under the impression that the bow and arrow was just a one shot type of thing, and it's not. Actually, it has a timer and possibly a set amount of uses that you can use the the bow and arrow for the hunter. That's just really cool. It's just like golden gun, just with bow and arrow. And that's so fucking sick to me. It's the best thing that I think it could possibly get. And I'm going to be utilizing the hell out of it for sure. You know, they're going to talk about artifacts, which I'm extremely excited to find out about. I don't think anyone has a firm grasp of what artifacts are just yet or exactly what they're going to do. But knowing that, you know, they're going to cover that, as well as something that I saw there called infusions, which again, some, you know, not, no, we don't know anything about it. So that's going to be really, really awesome to find out about, because I really want to know what that is. Is that, you know, are you mixing things with weapons? Are you combining armors? Are you, you know, is it something where you're creating something in the game, to further customize your character? And I think that that is the main focus that they're going for. They're going on the ability to make the game feel more personable, and or personal, should I say? And that is that is what I've wanted. You know, this is the Dennis. So many of the Destiny community is saying this. This is the Destiny that we wanted from Square One, and it's really awesome to see that we're probably going to get it, or as close to it as possible, especially when you start talking about light levels again and people comparing it to WoW, which was to me the biggest thing that I wanted Destiny to be WoW FPS MMORPG, and it wasn't. You know, it was just it fell short of that on so many different levels. And again, you saw the stride towards the right direction when you got into House of Wolves, and now that we're getting into Taken King, it's just really, really amazing and awesome. And I can't wait. I can't wait to see the direction they go with the rest of the, or at least what has been leaked, the rest of the planned DLC that they have coming. Because I want to know more about the Traveler. I want to know more about that story, that base story. And it would be just so awesome if at the end of the Taken King, there's just like a trailer or a teaser for like something Cabal. Because I want that to be the next expansion. We've done with Vex, we've done with Hive, we've done with Fallen and the House of Wolves, you know, so we've done everything at this point except for Cabal. And I want to do Cabal so bad. I want there to be a Cabal raid. I feel like Cabal in the game are the hardest AIs to go up against. You know, you got the shields, you've got the life, and I don't agree with this idea of lowering the life of characters so that they're not so quote-unquote bullet spongy. No, make them more bullet spongy. Make that match count, make it last. You don't need to shorten the length of the match. You just need to make the reward worth it. And I think that's where Bungie is slipping a little bit when it comes to some of the choices that they've made currently, as far as making some of the characters weaker. You know, I remember when I used to run the Mars Strike, and we'd get to that last boss, and it took us a while to beat him. You know, it took us a while because he had so much life. And now I'm going up against it with people who we're killing that guy before he even gets out the door, man. He doesn't even get to do his little walk back and forth, his little strut and the catwalk. He's just down. Wham, bam. Thank you, Cabal, you know. So I'm really hoping that they stop lowering the difficulty. And to me, a high life is a difficulty, you know. So I'm really hoping that they stop lowering the difficulty of things and just make the rewards more worth it. They showed off, or they're going to show off, or, you know, we're talking about the trailer right now, but, you know, the quest logs, and I think that the quest logs are really, really cool. A lot of people are criticizing it as being a little bit too busy, but I don't think so at all. I mean, maybe your mind's a little too clustered, but to me, it's everything that you want to see when you want to see it, and it lets you know what you're doing. You've got your quests, you've got your bounties, you've got everything in one convenient little location, and you have information there that makes it more interesting. And again, it makes it more personal. It gives you a little bit of the story behind it. Also, really, really excited to hear more of Nathan Fillion. I always want to call him Malcolm Reynolds because of Firefly, man, because that's who he'll always be to me. But I really want to see him flesh this character out. I've been meaning to go stand by that guy because apparently he says really funny things. But the guys that is the Vanguards. You know, I really wanted to go stand by him in the Vanguard Hall because he really says funny things. But I think this is an opportunity to give him the, you know, Nathan Fillion is time to shine, man. You guys, you know, Destin Bungie brought him on, you know, to be somebody. They also brought on the other chick from Firefly, the black chick, you know, and they brought these people on to kind of be a part, and they just did not utilize them. So I think that it is really cool that Nathan Fillion is going to be a major part of the storytelling in Destiny because it's going to give it that more, and again, I use this word, personal feeling that Destiny players have been lacking. So quest logs are going to be an extremely awesome addition to the game. You know, factions, you can pledge allegiance now instead of wearing the class item that they provide for you to in order to level up, which I think is really cool as well. I'm curious to know that if while you are pledged allegiance, you're only gaining their reputation, or are you also gaining Vanguard, which would be cool. You know, it'd be cool if you got your Vanguard and you did this for the Vanguard in the name of your alliance, and because of that, you got both. And I think that would be really awesome. Still, we'll find out all tomorrow on the Twitch live stream for Bungie and Destiny, and it's going to be really cool. Right now, like I said, I want to get into Datto. He goes into a little bit more detail about, you know, the things that I'm talking about, and it's just it's really awesome, man. You know, I've never been as invested in a game as I am in Destiny, and that says a lot. It says a lot for them as creators. This is a lot for the games. This is a lot for me. You know, you have people who are really into Call of Duty. You have people who are really into WoW. You have people who are really into Street Fighter and Mortal Kombat, and they're into all these things. And I've always found that interesting, and I've always wanted to share that level of passion. And even now, it's weird how, you know, I see a lot of these YouTube people talking about the game, and they go into it, and they do their research, and they make it, they flesh things out for you, and it's really cool that, you know, to be a part of a gaming community that is so ready and willing and able to make sure that we have the best information and the most recent up to date information as possible. So here's Datto Does Destiny, and we're just gonna, you know, he's gonna recap pretty much everything that I've talked about. He's gonna go into a little bit more detail, and yeah, man, Taken King tomorrow live Twitch stream. The time eludes me.
So a teaser just dropped for a Taken King reveal stream.
It's happening.
Coming up tomorrow. That's Wednesday, August 19th at 11 a.m. Pacific U.S. West time. There will be two more streams following that one. Next week, the 26th with Laced Up Lauren, and September 2nd with Mr. Fruit, both of those also being at 11 a.m. Pacific time. Now, there were a few bits of info in here that I did want to cover, but of course, we'll get a much better explanation of all the things teased in this video tomorrow. You can find the stream over at twitch.tv/Bungie, and yes, I will be hosting their stream on my channel, and yes, I will be doing a video about the stream. Let's start with the first of a few screenshots I grabbed, this one showing the light stat. Right here, we get an exact definition of light. Your light score is an average of the attack and defense values across all of your currently equipped gear. A higher light score improves both your damage output and your defense. Those of you who played World of Warcraft might know this as your item level. This is just a flat number that is basically going to say how strong you are and if an item is going to be worth equipping. If your light goes up, the item you equipped is probably an upgrade. Notice how the ghost shell has the yellow highlight around it. That means it has been upgraded fully, which means that ghost shells are upgradable, which means they might play into your light score as well. It's the same for this thing underneath the hunter's cloak, which is the artifact slot. What are artifacts? I don't know just yet, but I'm sure we'll find out soon. This also leads me to believe that attack and defense numbers on your items will now be somewhat similar, and here's what I mean by that. Right now, your weapons can be 365 attack, and your defense varies per armor piece. 538, 409, 357, it's not consistent. What they might end up doing with weapons and armor is make attack and defense numbers max out at the same number. So instead of 365 and 538, both attack and defense will cap at, I don't know, 300. That's just a guess based on this character's current light score, which is 214, which is wearing all blue gear. The point is that everything would cap out at the same number, which makes the light score a little easier to follow. However, look at this character's weapons. Thorn, Eye of Soul, and that looks like the Swarm. Now, Bungie has said that Year 1 legendary items won't be upgradable, which means they'll probably have a lower light score than level 40 Taken King gear, which means this character's light score is probably being dragged down because of those weapons. And from this image that we'll talk about a little more soon, we can see that some Year 1 exotics have the Taken King emblem on them, which might signify that they will be upgradable or will have a Taken King version of them available. On this character, Thorn does not have that icon. So it could be that this character simply doesn't have the new version of the weapon, or Thorn might not be upgradable in the Taken King. We'll talk about this very soon. Here we see some examples of the highs and lows of light score. Vostok has 279 light, so that character is probably getting maybe close to the endgame gear, or maybe is already at the endgame. Also, Grimoire score doesn't look like it's going to be on your nameplate anymore, but light score is a much more important stat than Grimoire score. Next, we have a quick glimpse at legendary marks, which are replacing Vanguard and Crucible marks. You can earn them from completing the Daily Heroic, Daily Crucible, and possibly some versions of Strikes as well, seen in this screenshot where these players have just completed the Fallen Saber Strike and were awarded 10 marks. There is still no word on what is happening to our current Vanguard and Crucible marks. Perhaps we'll find out more tomorrow. Note that you can get marks from dismantling legendary gear as well. Also note the experience gain here. 2800 experience at level 35 looks like it nets you about the same amount of progress as it did when you were getting those last few levels while you leveled up to level 20. Might be worth keeping some public event packages and 5000 experience bounties completed for safekeeping should you want to power level yourself to level 40. Here we just get a look at the new quest system revamp that Destiny is going through, and while we don't get a huge amount of info from many of these, well, it certainly does look nice. The Sunbreakers challenge sounds like the Titan mission to get their new subclass. Speculate what you will from these brief names and descriptions, but I'm not going to do too much of that here, since I imagine we'll learn more about these quests once we actually start playing the game. Next, we learn a bit more about how faction allegiances are going to work. They are replacing class items, which is nice because I know I'd like to actually wear a class item that I want to wear. However, you can only hold one allegiance to a faction at a time, and you can only change allegiances once per week, and it costs 2,500 glimmer to do so. I know a lot of people were asking me about edging their faction reps and if it would be useful for the Taken King, and I guess the answer is still technically yes, but you're not going to be able to just go to every faction and score a reward package from them like you could in the past. Finally, we get to the biggest of the screenshots, and that is the exotic weapon blueprint page. It would not surprise me in the slightest if this acted like the alleged shader and emblem kiosks that are coming as well. So, what do we have here? Well, we have our year 1 primary weapons at the bottom, Necro, Hardlight, Suros. Then in the year 2 primary section, we have what looks like either a new Suros exotic or a redesign of Suros regime, Monte Carlo, what looks like Last Word, Hawkmoon, and Bad Juju. So we know those, at the least, are upgradable in the Taken King, along with Thunderlord and Fourth Horseman. But take a look at the year 2 heavy section. Right now, there are only 5 exotic heavy weapons in the game, but I would imagine for Year 2 that they are going to make new exotic heavy weapons, which means that some Year 1 heavy weapons might not be upgradable into their Year 2 variants. The same goes for Year 1 primary weapons. There are 11 primary exotics in Year 1, with 14 slots available for Year 2 as of right now. I doubt there's only going to be 3 new exotic primary weapons, which means some exotic primary weapons might not be upgradable in Year 2. I assume the engrammed selections are just exotics that you haven't found yet, so they just keep them hidden. I say that there's 11 primary weapons. It's technically 13 if you count No Land Beyond and Universal Remote, but those would go into the special slots in the case of the exotic blueprints. I explain why in a minute. If this system is similar to the emblem and shader system, that means that you might be able to repurchase exotics you've gotten in the past as a way to save on vault space, at least for the year 1 stuff and possibly the year 2 stuff. Year 2 stuff might require more to purchase other than being level 40, maybe legendary marks, maybe exotic shards, who knows. Based on all of this information, I'm going to come to a conclusion here. It is completely speculative, but this character has what looks like 9 of the 11 true primary weapons from year 1. Possibly 7 of them are currently unlocked in the year 2 slots, with the Black Suros being number 5 if it is indeed Suros Regime and not a new weapon, and possibly Red Death and Mida being 6 and 7. This is under the assumption that you need to have the weapon in order for it to unlock in the year 2 slot. But there is a chance that Suros, Monte Carlo, Last Word, Hawkmoon, and Bad Juju are the only primary weapons from year 1 that are going to be upgradable into their year 2 variants, and all other primary weapons will not be upgradable. The other slots I won't guess on just yet, as we can't see this current character's special and heavy year 1 inventory. That is just a guess, that is just speculation for now, and for all I know, I could hit R1 and those weapons could be on the very next page. Although on the very next page could also be your year 1 specials and heavies, but we'll see. This exact system could also be in place for exotic armor as well, we just don't have any visual evidence of that. You might also be saying, hey, that looks like Sleeper Simulant. I thought that goes in the heavy slot, why is it in the special slot? Well, that's because even though it goes in the heavy slot, it's labeled as a fusion rifle, which is technically considered a special weapon. It's the same concept behind why Mythoclast works with the specialist bonus and not the small arms bonus. Even though it's in the primary slot, the game considers it as a special weapon. Anyway, guys, that is all I have for you on this teaser, although I did say a lot more than I thought I was going to. I will be following this video up with a video tomorrow, which will hopefully contain confirmation on a lot of the things speculated here today. Once again, the next 3 Wednesdays at 11 a.m. U.S. West time are Taken King reveal streams over on twitch.tv/Bungie. Next week is Laced Up Lauren. Following week is Mr. Fruit. They'll be taking you through some cool stuff. I will have a video tomorrow covering all of tomorrow's details and all that stuff, and I'll link to where you can rewatch the reveal for yourself. Thank you all very much for watching, and I'll see you tomorrow.
And boom goes the dynamite. So, you know, just really excited about it. Make sure that you are there if you care, and if you don't be weird. Let's round out the rest of today's show with some good old-fashioned, lovely, fun-time music. We're going to start with Avarex, and we're just going to go from there. Baddest Girl in the World. Actually, I got to run that back, man, because that song is the truth. So we're going to start with Baddest Girl in the World, then we're going to go to Avarex, then we're going to go to Pine from J Dime, and then we're going to go into Better Life, and, you know, we'll see where we go from there, man. We'll see where we go from there. Life's a journey. I'm just here to enjoy the ride.
Another day that I'm stuck up in my room, trying to write my way out, I hope this pretty soon. Way down, stuck up in a gloom, open up my computer and head right to the zoo. And that's when I see you. Who is that right there? That has to be the baddest girl up in the atmosphere. Yeah, let's get it poppin' like some bubble wrap. Followed her on Instagram and I had to double tap. Damn, liked every one of her pictures and I had to follow her on Twitter, wishing that I could meet her. Never mind, wish I met her. Ain't no one that could beat her, and ain't nobody that's better. Right away, you took the air out my lungs. Right away, I knew that you were the one. And I'm feeling it, and I'm gonna have to succumb. Park up and run, pump, pump, pump. Come on. I know I'm unappealing, and you're one in a million, but you're the one I'm feeling. Now everybody, get your hands up, high up, high up, high up, high up, high up, high up.
hands up if you feel like you're the baddest girl in the world.
Girl in the world.
You gotta like, hey, 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 hey. I said put your hands up if you got the baddest girl in the world.
Girl in the world.
Actually happening, how do I deal? I mean, I started wondering, is she even real? What I mean is, should I go tell her how I really do feel?
Oh, here she comes, here she comes. Hey, damn it, girl, there you go, what a plan. That's the best that you could think of, dude.
Come on,
man. I knew that I lost my chance, but couldn't just let it end. So I turned around and I grabbed her hand, and I was like, girl, almost nowadays, you make my heart sweet. I'm not a dancer, but baby, you make my heart freeze. I know I'm unappealing, and you're one in a million, but you're the one I'm feeling. Now everybody get your hands.
Feel like you're the baddest girl in the world.
Girl in the world.
You gotta like, hey, 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 hey. I said put your hands up if you got the baddest girl in the world.
Girl in the world.
You gotta like, hey, 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 hey.
Not just the way you pick me up when I'm about to fall. Not just the way you laugh when I ain't funny at all. Not just the way you elegantly flew from heaven with a pretty smile. And not just that it took a while. Not just the way you talk. Not just the way you walk. Not just the way you are. It's the way you everything. I know I'm unappealing, and you're one in a million, but you're the one I'm feeling.
Ladies, put your hands up so you feel like you're the baddest girl in the world.
Girl in the world.
You gotta like, hey, 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 hey. If you got the baddest girl in the world.
Girl in the world.
You gotta like,
hey, 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 hey.
get a taste. I be smirking like I'm Mace, and I've been making hits while they just run into the base. Look, I've been about this money ever since I was a kid, watching drug dealers in a black binge riding big. And for the tip, nigga, you don't know me. Baby girl, I'm about that action, so you gotta show me.
Cause you're thizzing with Mach, and I listen to Bach and stayed away from the weed. Cause college was the spot of getting lit to ripped off. I hit the weed and they come. The weed to lift off.
I fell wrong.
Roll a B.O. a split. Any tell did I learn? 20 minutes before, we were burning the fern. We were looking for weed, but shit I like to find was a bag of the pine that I bought in 09. It's 2013, 4 years it seems since I put that baggie in the box that I see. I opened up and what did I find? A daily green lighter and a double the pine. And you know desperate times call for desperate measures. I was drier than the weather, yo, residing in the desert. I was higher than the eagle, one smell of Calito's. Polar frosted flakes, stock that to Lido. Blowing out a window, hoping that my folks can only smell the mist shakes, spray when it's ocean. Oh damn, puffing up my lungs, I can't help but stop and think about young GERD days when I would script for some codeine. And today's girls might strip for some codeine. I can sell and make a bug, take a pill and make a fuck. Bring my banker, bake a cake, a bud. Oh, just roll a B.O. a split. Any tell did I learn? 20 minutes before, we were burning the fern. We were looking for weed, but shit I like to find was a bag of the pine that I bought in 09. It's sitting in my room, writing this rap. A 4 year bud, it did just that. And although it was old, goddamn high, so when the song ends, go and press rewind and roll the B.O. a split. You tell that I learned, cause 20 minutes before we was burning the fern, we were looking for weed, so we called in a dime, a swish is sweeter than tea, it's a peace of the mind.
Straight.
outside are not for me. They're headed somewhere I never wanna see. I took my bruises and I let them heal on my own. Now it's time to come back.
Yeah, but we really bout it. I be the one people hardly be doubting. I just step up on the mic and these people's seats are ignited. They yelling, screaming, and hollering, saying I'm amazing. But look 2 years back, they're saying now I wouldn't make it. We finally famous. Everyone hating can kiss my anus. So you think that you the, well, I'm making you constipated. I'm the greatest since day one. We about to fix that. Rappers claiming they real, but really they just from counterfeit. If you think you got it, then homie, we can't go handle that. I am talking fighting, I'm firing these extended clips. I'm about the music, I told you I do this. People staring at me, you would think I was a new kid. Going toe to toe with that kid is something you don't do. Might as well forfeit, cause either way you are gonna lose. That's what happens when taking on PK. They asking if we about it, they bout it since yesterday. We bout it, we bout it, bout it, we bout it, bout it, yeah, we bout it, we bout it, bout it.
So you know I got to let it go. I make a splash with every flow. You think my name was Gyarados? These other rappers, magic carpet. I ain't talking miracles. So they get the seismic tossed out. I'm the last level of game. We talking boss out. They some cats that ain't got no lies. I'm talking lost out. I need a girl that's average. You going blonde. I'm talking no doubt. No doubt. Shout out to Gwen Stefani. She's a diamond queen on the scene like Emma Frost. See how I go psycho. The way the beat knocks. I'm blind to the trash. They spitting, so call me Cyclops. I can blast and I'll end a rapper tragic. But you cannot be my brother. Won't reach if you are my habit. Get it? Cyclops, habit, brother. Got you. Never got hair cooking. You all marble. These new rappers made out from the inside. I guess it's pretty sick to say they got way too much kitty pride. Huh. And I'm sorry you're so mean. I'm enamored with the flow, so I guess it's the XG. So fast with the rhymes, no whiplash. Living through these talks like minus me and Iron Man. I'm sick of rappers iron talk when they are not prepared to blast. They think they walk in war machines when they ain't even Adam Ants. Nah, hell, they ain't even Mighty Mouse. And they talk the ass pump, so that hardly counts. And some of them could hardly count. There's so many of lanes that I can hardly count. And it's turning me green because I'm raging out. And I don't pull the Hulk cord, it's morphin' time. So I just summon Dragon Sword. Summon with the mic in my hand, a light that you can't afford. Huh. See me as the Green Ranger. Shout out to Jason Frank, cause I ain't tap out either. So now I'm back on my grind like a Hawkeye. With Hawkeyes and a deadly lion's appetite. An appetite that's only used for killing guys. And yo, I'm hungry, I think I might be Dragon Knight. I'm spitting flames that blue, and they light up your life. I do this all for you, like each and every night. Godlike skills with the pen Godzilla. Dragon Zord, Megamorph, Metaphor Killer. Comic Joy, Nerdy Boy, Tony Stark, Liver, Megatron, go, I sleep on a heavy hitter, wake up!
Clap for me. behind the back, just relaxing with my feet. I ain't getting like a trooper. Finally do my song, but check it, they finally see the pots. Remember when they said we wouldn't make it big? We got tricky, breezy, and Missy Elliott. Yeah. We're out, push your team down on the beach, rapping the east. If you're looking at distance, you might see me. I'm up on the business, but check your top guys. But hey, still on the ride.
For me, clap for me, clap for me one time. I want to thank you guys for coming out today and listening to me rant about Destiny for the third consecutive week in a row, but prepare for a fourth week. Don't forget the last Tuesday of the week is upon us, 25th next week. So make sure that you are tuned in and send us your music, man. MC.itsMTN@gmail.com, man. We want to hear from you. We want to get that music heard. Share with your friends. Let everybody know that this is the number one spot to let yourself be heard and to get your music highlighted and talked about and played. You know, we hit over 10,000 downloads a week, man. So definitely you want to send your music because it is worth it. It is worth it. Thanks again, guys, for tuning in. Be sure to tune in next week. No game overs today. No game overs. Just show over. So make sure that you follow us on Twitter at @itsMTN or Facebook, facebook.com/itsMTN. And if you want to follow me personally, like I said, SummerSlam is right around the corner. You want to follow me personally and kind of see my reactions to that, Instagram and Twitter, same handle, @DarkSideRules, DarkSeid. And I know it's I before E, except after me, because Seid, that's my ID. So Dutch and Royce is up next, guys. Stick around. Stay tuned. You'll laugh. You'll cry. You'll bust a blood vessel in your eye. Don't miss out on that fun. Thank you, guys, and good night.